Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So, we're back from vacation.
Yay!
And we're getting we're getting back into the swing of things,
yep.
And you're going to chat back to school because you're going back to school.
Yes.
But,
wait a minute.
Then there was some big news that dropped right before we came back. So,
yeah.
We're going to spend this episode talking about Disney Genie.
Yes, we're going to just shift back to school until next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, all good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Disney Genie. And not the kind of the Robin Williams version, but not really the Robin Williams version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corporate greed version.
You got a friend like me.
And by friend, you mean stacks of cash.
Yes. Before we get to that, though, we always do a few things top of show. So, hey, routine, fun. Let's do those.
Yay, routine, I guess. I don't know. I like routine.
Yeah, yes and no. What are you drinking?
Well, we're doing another morning podcast,
yep.
So it's back to the boring old black coffee.
Right, but we're drinking them out of Disney-themed mugs. Mine is Tinkerbell.
Oh, it's cute.
It is cute. It's huge.
And I got the Avengers.
And because I was up late watching Hamilton last night, again, I have a big cup of coffee.
Big cup of coffee. But yeah, the Avengers.
The Avengers.
Well, actually, it's only four of the Avengers.
Which four?
Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and Hulk.
They're missing some.
Yeah, well, you're missing the two human ones.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Also, do you have a current nerd thing that you're really into?
Well, we just got back and we were catching up on all our Disney Plus shows,
mm-hmm.
including What If.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can talk about that right now.
Sure, yeah. Let's jump to that. Yeah.
Speaking of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Because the last episode was just about the Avengers.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Segui.
Segui. Nice segui. Okay, so we're three episodes into What If.
Yeah.
We caught up and now we're back into the swing of that.
So what do you think of What If?
I really like it. I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's been your favorite episode so
Actually,
far?
Well, I don't know. Probably the first one was like the most enjoyable, but the second one has a soft place because that has Chadwick Boseman. And, you know, yeah. And even though it made me sad, probably the second one is probably the best, I think.
Yeah, that had a lot of cool moments and Easter eggs as well.
Mm-hmm.
They all have, and
yes.
It's just really, really fun. So, yeah, no, good show. And
what's your favorite so far?
I think probably the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Guardians of the Galaxy, so
yeah.
Seeing that from, like, a different perspective was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I also did really like the first episode, because redoing Captain America, which was kind of like my most missed opportunity movie from
right.
the MCU. Not the worst one, but biggest missed opportunity.
Right.
I think that episode was better than the movie, so.
And I like that. Well, the thing I liked about that one was the differences in between weren't as... They were like little differences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And it was like how these little differences made such a profound difference overall
right.
in some ways, in other ways not. I don't know. It was interesting anyway. So yeah, highly recommend What If.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry, I cut you off. What is your nerd thing?
Oh, I don't know. I've been doing, like, I'm back to school.
Back to school.
My brain is fried. I don't know. That's basically
it. More fried than normal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But beginning of the school year, for me, because I do senior high, I have, like, the semester switch. And then end of school year, basically, I walk around in a cloud the rest of the time. It's up at the school early, staying late, come home, repeat, just to get everything set up for the kiddos. We're back to, theoretically, not teaching from carts or online right now, at least for a while.
Back to normal. Pandemic over.
Oh,
congrats, we did it.
Yay, good to know.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, resetting up my classroom and everything. So, yeah, just, I don't know. It's not really anything I'm, like, super into. It's just literally taking up every second and every moment of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What about, so is that basically your, what if it's your nerd thing?
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Oh, that's another one. We did start watching Monsters at Work.
Yeah.
Because we didn't watch that before.
No, we didn't watch it. It's been out for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't find the time with all the Marvel content coming out on
constant
basis, but
it's fun.
It's better than I thought it
yep.
would be. I don't know. Monsters, Inc. is like in the middle of the pack for me as far as Pixar movies go.
Right. I think it's underrated.
It might be. I don't know. It's pretty cute, and I like Billy Crystal a lot.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, no, it's a really cute show, and they got like the main guys to come back
yep.
to do spots, which is... a little different than, like, your typical Disney Channel spin-offs of Disney movies, so...
Yeah, no, this is, it's, like, legitimate.
Yeah.
No.
I like it.
So I like it, that, too. So I guess that's a nerd thing that's more positive. Okay, so that brings us to the news, but the thing is, our whole episode is really going to be news.
Yeah, we're doing a news episode again, just kind of like when they announced the annual pass program.
Exactly.
So
let's just do a couple little short news items before we get into our big one.
Okay.
So, we've got the Magic Key program now has officially started. So if you haven't gotten your key and you want to get your key, you can go get your key,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah, their website didn't crash.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the reservation system did, though.
Right.
But the queue works as it's supposed to. Some people were in it for an hour and some people were in it for 12 hours. But
yep.
The site didn't crash, so yeah, you can get your key now.
And a friend of ours actually got theirs,
mm-hmm.
and was able to make a reservation and go that same day.
Yep, same day. And
so it did work, people.
Yep, it's working as intended. And it's a positive return to normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Type of thing.
Was very happy. So, and then the other news item, which I'm like, is, you know, I like Nuimos, and it's the beginning of the month coming up here. That means new Nuimos are coming out that I can't get because our Disney stores are all closing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy about this?
Yeah. we just went on an expensive vacation. You don't have a Disney budget anymore. It's all gone.
It's paused.
Yeah.
It's paused.
Oh, paused.
I wouldn't say
okay.
Not anymore. Just pause. But I like this because there's a bunch of Halloween stuff in it, as well as we actually are getting some new Nuimos. We did get a couple princesses last time, but we are getting Jack and Sally. So I would not be surprised if these sold out immediately and were as hard to find as Kermit now is. But they're ridiculously adorable.
They are really cute.
And I'm such a Nightmare Before Christmas fan that I would, if I was at a Disney store, I would definitely be getting these. But I'm not, so
yeah.
I will admire them from online.
Yeah, and it's fall season, so they're getting all their Nightmare Before Christmas merch and Hocus Pocus merch. Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out, theoretically.
Tons, tons of Hocus Pocus merch. Of course, Nightmare Before Christmas, and lots of Haunted Mansion stuff is around, too.
Yeah, there's fair number of Haunted Mansion things.
I like the punk line from Haunted Mansion that the official Disney line is doing. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's like
Madame Leota.
Madame Leota if she was a punk rocker.
Yeah,
style,
that's a good way to say it.
Which is pretty neat, actually.
I like that take.
Lots of purples.
Yes.
That's your favorite color.
Of course, I know. It's perfect.
And then the other thing that it was National Dog Day yesterday, and they released a quick trailer, little teaser for the new shorts series starring Doug from Up.
He was adorable.
And Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Wait, and it looks really cute. And
it's Doug, so this, I don't, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I already love it.
Get to follow him in his adventures in his backyard.
Well, I mean, for a dog, backyard is a big adventure.
Exactly. Very cute.
So that looks awesome. Do we know when that's coming out?
I think they said, but I don't know.
Oh,
off the top
well,
of
anyway,
my head.
it looks cool. So I'm excited for that. Yeah, and a good way to celebrate National Dog Day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the major news item now. Let's just start overall general. So we have a new FastPass-esque system.
Yeah. So it's called Genie, and they're basically reworking both the Disney World app and the Disneyland app. To work under this Genie system.
Yes.
And the main part of it, well, the free main part of it, first of all, is it's basically an itinerary planner.
Yeah.
And the idea is that you tell the Genie what you're into and he makes your wishes come true.
Okay. So let's start here.
Yeah.
This is a cool idea. You can have like specific attractions or specific like meals and stuff like that you want to do. Or you can be general. So you say, like, I want to do Star Wars stuff. I want to do princesses stuff. I want to do thrill rides. I want to do dark rides. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or shows or parades. And then it, like, prioritizes and it gives you tips and things like that. And you don't have to follow the itinerary, of course. But you can, like, it's all real time in there.
Yeah, and it's going to use, like, an algorithm to make the most out of your day from like forecasted wait times and stuff, which is pretty cool. And
I like that.
And I think it's an interesting way. I don't know how it's going to work in practice, but I think it's an interesting way for Disney Imagineers to like manage those crowds and kind of spread people out from out the park instead of having people waiting in line all the time, which is what FastPass was supposed to do.
Yeah.
instead they were just waiting in two lines.
It's true.
But they want to spread people out and have everything managed so that everyone's having a good experience and spending lots of money.
That's, yeah. Let's not forget what it's coming down to here, right?
Oh, that's always going to be the end game.
Right.
Bottom
so
line.
Anyone who's surprised by this, let's just, you know, put a pin in those expectations for the moment, all right? Mm-hmm. I also, because we're going to talk about, like, the free versus the not free and then the really not free here in a minute. But before I forget, I keep seeing things online where people are, who have gotten upset about different things, about, you know, dollar signs and stuff, yeah, basically. And they're saying, this isn't what Walt would have wanted. Really?
You used to pay for every single ride.
Exactly. You used to have ebook. That's why, that's a phrase now, an e-ticket attraction, right? Mm-hmm. You used to have a book that ranked them. So essentially, this is what Walt wanted. Whether or not we like that idea is a completely different concept.
Disneyland used to be 100% a la carte.
Yes.
And so now it's just going back to a little bit a la carte,
exactly,
I guess. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't particularly like that, but, you know, let's just, it's not in the spirit of anything.
Yeah.
Right? It's, you know, and it is what it is.
Yeah. And that's always a bit of a silly argument if you ask me, like, times change and you have to like adapt as a company, so
exactly
you want to embody the spirit of what you're going after,
positive spirits of what you're going after. Yeah, exactly. So let's just move that argument out of the way right now.
So yeah, the free part is basically just an improvement to the park apps,
because
they've had those for a while and you could go on and look at wait times and stuff, but they're going above and beyond that. They're having forecasted wait times, which is pretty cool.
That's probably my favorite thing about the whole thing, actually.
Yeah, because you can do that on your own, just with your, like, experience, but it's going to be good for people who don't go all the time and don't do all this crazy research. They'll be able to look and go, oh, I can go on Peter Pan during the fireworks and it won't be as bad.
Exactly. Oh, there's a weird blip here. Oh, because, like, we would know, oh, that's because there's fireworks, or, oh, that's because Fantasmic
big
is
parade
going.
Or exactly. Fantasmic. Yeah, stuff like that. So that's going to be really handy for people without having to do the mounds of research that we would do in going to it on
but
a trip.
We would do that anyway because it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. But I think that's positive.
I think so too.
And it's 100% free.
And included in that is not only attractions, though, but let's not forget, they have forecast wait times for restaurants.
Yeah, both mobile order and standby. So you can kind of plan your day around eating as well, which is important to keep your energy up.
Well, so I'm thinking this would be really beneficial. Say I'm like a mother with like three kids under tow and they're starving and I'm like, oh God. So I don't have to like go to the plaza and see how long the wait is and go here and see it because I don't have reservations or anything like that. I can look and be like, oh, look, we're really close to this place. It's only a 10-minute wait. That's where we're going while Johnny is screaming for a churro or whatever.
I want a churro!
By Johnny, I mean Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they're pushing, of course, because that's good news, and it's free and all that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah.
Also,
there's Genie Plus, which is like adding plus to anything is the thing to do now. Makes it sound cool, and you want to plus your experience. But Genie Plus is basically what MaxPass was.
Yeah. So this isn't anything weird for your Disneyland people, because MaxPass cost $20. Mm-hmm. This cost $20 Disneyland.
It cost $20 in Disneyland, and it lets you book basically fast passes, which they're now calling Lightning Lane.
Right.
Whatever.
From your app.
From your app, and you can have one at a time, just like FastPass used to be.
This is essentially MaxPass, and the really nice thing that I really like is PhotoPass is included with this as well.
Mm-hmm. At Disneyland.
At Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now we're talking Disneyland. I'm going to talk differences with Disney World in a minute.
And so it's going to be available at both coasts.
Yep.
And it's $5 less, so $15 at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they've never had anything to pay for before, so it's kind of an introductory thing. And they also don't have PhotoPass included.
No, they have like an augmented photo, like basically filters.
Yeah, it's like a Snapchat filter that so Mickey can sneak up behind you while you're taking a selfie.
Yeah, and I looked at these and I'm like, I'm not really a fan of this anyway.
It's like, whatever. I'd rather have the professional photographers taking cool shots of you in the prescribed spots and then maybe adding the Tinkerbell filter afterward.
Agree.
Like, it looks better than a selfie.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can take selfies any sort of time.
Well, you also have freakishly long arms.
Yeah, I'm good at selfies.
Yeah. I've heard this comment, actually, recently. Your selfie game is strong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, between the two photo options, I'd prefer the photo pass anyway. So, if it's $5 more for that, yeah. Plus, I'm going to say this right now, Disney World, you don't get to stay at $15. You're going to be going up to $20.
No, they'll normalize that, and they'll probably...
It'll take a while, but you'll
probably
get
add a photo pass option exactly. For that as well.
And we'll probably get the augmented thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally just programming in
exactly.
The app, so whatever.
And there's also some auditory experiences, it said, where, like, you're in certain places, and if you open it up and Disney Plus, you and Genie Plus, Disney Plus is
the
show. Yeah,
you keep calling it Disney Plus. But
yes,
it's
Genie Plus.
Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different sound options that go along with your area and stuff like that, which is just another little added programming thing. So you can, like,
cool. Hear
Tinkerbell sounds when you're, like, walking through the castle and stuff, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Neat.
I haven't experienced it, so, yeah, I probably will forget about it.
Exactly. Okay, well, so that's not... That's actually about what I figured was going to happen.
Yep.
They were going to keep around a FastPass-type system that's going to be pay for. There's no more free FastPasses.
No, and there's no more physical FastPasses. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if you do not do any mobile options, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You're standing standby.
Yeah, which...
I mean, it is 2021 as well.
I think it's actually going to be okay. I guess we can talk about this at the end, but I think it's going to be okay. There's going to be less FastPass people overall.
That's true.
So your standbys aren't going to be as long as they would have been
right. Before
this change, regardless.
Okay, so now let's talk options as for which attractions.
So, yeah, so there's this Genie Plus, which is going to be just like your Fast Passes, but they haven't given a list of what attractions are going to be on
it. We know that there's going... It says approximately 40 in Disney World, and 15 in Disneyland. And right away, I was like, what the heck? First of all, Disneyland Resort is much smaller than Disney World, but it actually has more attractions.
Yeah.
So a lot of those attractions are not getting Genie Plus.
No, and a lot didn't have FastPass either.
That was the thing. So then I was sitting there going, well, wait a minute. Most of the dark rides didn't. Like, as we started going through, we're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that isn't as weird as it sounds to begin with.
Yeah, I don't think any of the dark rides had Fast Pass.
No,
just
none.
Roger Rabbit did.
Roger Rabbit, and then I'm trying to think. I think Small World did, which is technically listed as a dark ride.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, it's going to be basically the Fast Pass rides are going to be on Genie Plus. Basically, there might be one or two exceptions because they're doing this the a la carte purchase. Lightning Lane. They're calling it Lightning Lanes for both, which is going to be very confusing.
Yep.
But you can go on the app and say, I want to ride, let's say, Rise of the Resistance, which is one of the examples they gave, at noon or whatever is available. And you pay per person, per ride, to book that time slot.
Okay, and here's the other thing. We don't know how much it's going to cost because it is a flexible pricing.
Yeah.
It is based on demand.
Yeah, it's based on demand, just like when you order an Uber or whatever.
Exactly.
And but they said it's starting at $20.
Well, that's the conjecture, is that it's starting
at
$20.
I thought that came from something.
No. Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. You said Rise of the Resistance, so there's a lot of conjecture that that's going to be included. That isn't in the official list. We're assuming it's the most popular attraction.
So the only official one was Radiator Springs?
At Disneyland.
At Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah, and at the other one, at Disney World, it was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
The thing about this is, if it's a premium Lightning Lane, it's not going to be on Genie Plus.
Right.
Like, there's no double dipping. So
right.
either it's standby only, or it has a Genie Plus Lightning Lane, or it has a premium a la carte Lightning Lane.
Right. Right. So that's why they can get away with calling it Lightning Lane in both.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going Lightning Lane, you're only going with people who are either Genie Plus for most of the attractions, or the paid the big bucks.
The crazy people who are spending...
So let's just think about this. If we're if the guess is that we're start, like, and this is, again, conjecture, this is guessing. The guess is we're starting at $20 per person, per attraction. That's not, I want to ride, Radiator Springs, three times today. I'm going to pay $20 and go on it three. No, that's
per
time,
ride,
per one. So yeah, that's going to get pricey.
Yeah, well, imagine a family of four wanting to ride Radiator Springs. And well, here, just an extra $100 for your one ride. No.
Yeah, so, okay, they haven't released any other specific attractions, but I think, like, we're Disneyland-focused. I don't think we're going to be, like, having a list of 10 Premier Access ones, but I think we're going to get a few.
I think it's going to be... It's going to be like two per park.
Okay. So we already know, we know for 100% for sure Radiator Springs Racers is in this, mm-hmm. right? What do you think another one is going to be on California Adventure side?
Probably Guardians Mission Breakout.
That's the one I thought too. Except Avengers Campus is going to have an e-ticket attraction come in.
And they might switch it.
They might. Yeah.
So they have that option as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe only Rise at first
in Disneyland
and only Radiator Springs in California Adventure.
The other thing that's been confirmed is that for Rise of the Resistance, boarding groups are remaining in effect.
Oh yeah, they're remaining in effect for Spider-Man as well, but mm-hmm. Spider-Man will probably, the conjecture is, nothing's confirmed, but Spider-Man will probably do away with them first because Rise is like the cream of the crop e-ticket of all e-tickets mm-hmm. right now, and it's not it's not going to, like, the popularity is not going down anytime soon, whereas Spider-Man's not really an e-ticket ride, so
and it was never meant to be. It was a new attraction in a new land. I think you're right on this. So the other one I think that's going to happen is Disneyland. I think it's going to be Indiana Jones.
I could see that. I mean, it was on Fast Pass.
But I was telling you about, oh man, it's been a few weeks now. But before, they hadn't brought back Fast Pass, but they had the boarding groups for Rise and for Spider-Man. They actually did have a boarding group for Indiana Jones for a while because it was so popular. And it only lasted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I think that might be indicative of the fact that...
Well, and they're experimenting with stuff. Yeah, I can see it. The thing is, they're going to try and get as much money as they can while still providing a really good experience for everybody who's gonna go.
Yeah, and there's a line where you want to maximize the profits, right? If you make it too expensive, you're not gonna get enough people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna want to push it as expensive as they can to still get a lot of people doing it, or enough people to make it worth it. So, and that's also why I think they're not gonna go crazy with a number of things on here.
No,
I think we're looking at, I don't think we're gonna get five. I think you're right with a four. Five tops is gonna be our attraction list.
Yeah.
So this is coming out in the fall. We don't have a specific date.
Nope. No specific attractions other than the examples that they mentioned in the press release, and no specific date. It's kind of going to be flexible.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, at this point, it's per day. It is not, you don't have the option to add it on to your, you know, yearly Magic Key yet.
Yeah, it's...
It says they're exploring that.
Right, like, because they just brought back annual passes at Disneyland, the Magic Keys, and you used to be able to buy an annual add-on for Max Pass for annual passes. They aren't implementing that for the new system yet,
mm-hmm.
but I would be absolutely shocked if it didn't come at some point.
Oh, I think it's going to come at some point. I think it's going to come faster than we think.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the new year.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. They want to iron out the bugs of the new system and see how it's working and see how people interact with it before rolling it out for a whole year for people, right?
Exactly. So they've got the Magic Key program in effect now. They say this is coming out in the fall, so I think they're going to let it stew through the holiday season, and then I think you're going to be able to do this as an add-on.
And it's going to be interesting to see if it's worth this extra money to have Fast Pass type access when the park isn't at full capacity yet.
Also true.
Because even on your busiest day, your longest wait time is less than an hour.
Right.
Right now, because they don't have full capacity.
Yep.
And they don't have true park hopping. You have to wait till 1 p.m. to park hop. So your crowds are a lot more mitigated than they would be under normal circumstances. So is it worth $20 a day? Maybe if you're traveling from far away and you want to get your most out of it. But if you're an annual pass holder, it's probably not worth it now anyway.
Probably not. And I was trying to think, under what circumstances would it be worth doing the lightning lane, like the premium lightning lane. And I was thinking your annual pass holder who comes all the time, and you're like, you know what, I haven't ridden Radiator Springs Racers in a long time. I want to make sure that's my only attraction we're caring about doing. So you're not paying for Disney for, I keep saying Disney Plus. You're not paying for Genie Plus. You're just doing the free, yeah, and then you're going to go do one attraction.
That is important to note. You don't have to have Genie Plus to buy the a la carte, yep, Lightning Lanes. So you can separate that. I don't know if I would pay a la carte as an annual pass Magic Key holder, though. Like, just plan your day better.
Well, and if not, you miss it, you come back the next time.
I would say...
I'm saying annual pass Magic Key holder, like a local who goes all the time, not one of the ones who...
No, I just... If you're a local, why would you pay $100 to ride a ride when you have free access all the time?
I
guess
that's true. I don't know. It seems so expensive.
The only way I can see it is if you've come all this way to go to Disneyland and you really want to see Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah.
And you're there
one day.
And you didn't get a boarding pass. And so it's, mm-hmm, either you cough up the extra money or you don't go on it. That's the only thing I can see. Like...
Yeah.
Not annual pass holders.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just trying to think of, if I'm coming from far away, I'm probably doing the Genie Plus, and I just can't wrap my head around paying for Genie Plus and an a la carte thing.
Yeah.
Some people do. Some people will.
Oh, yeah. No, people will pay for it for sure.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the thing. But I do think you're right. I think it's going to be fewer, and that's going to help with the other attractions. It's kind of like when everything was so backed up with mobile ordering, so actually going standby lane was faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going
to
see...
They're going to work to balance that out, so...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So what's your overall opinion on this?
I think it's about what I thought. Like, there was some horror stories coming from, say, Disneyland Paris,
mm-hmm,
where they, instead of fast passes, everything was a la carte. I'm like, they're not... I didn't think they were going to do that, and they're not. They're picking that middle ground. They're going to have, mm-hmm, a little bit of a la carte, which, fine, whatever, if you want to do that, more power to you, I guess.
I guess so.
And they're going to have a by-the-day fast-pass system, which I could see in our circumstances.
Yeah, I think that
if we were going, yeah, I would probably get a MaxPass-style thing anyway.
I totally agree. We had MaxPass for our tickets.
Yeah, so we bought a 5-day park hopper with MaxPass added on.
Yep.
They didn't say anything about multi-day tickets.
No.
If they get a discount, it's probably just $20 a day.
Probably.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Oof. yeah, but I agree. I did not have an issue seeing Genie Plus. I'm like, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't love the flex pricing that happens on these things.
I have no time or interest in the a la carte thing at all. Like, it just seems way too much money for me.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not interested.
So I'm not interested in that. And I guess the reason, I mean, like, I roll my eyes at it, but also I'm not surprised at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I thought that there would be a middle ground, which is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I don't know, like, I have less of a problem with it than, I'm in a lot of Disney online groups and stuff. People are freaking out about this.
Well, they're looking at the negatives, but you have to realize that they're doing away with the old free fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be less people doing fast passes, period.
Yeah, it's true.
So your standby is going to move faster.
Yeah, yeah. I'm less worried about with that, because it would be different if we talked about the same thing when the Spider-Man came out, right? Like, you can pay for the enhanced stuff, but you don't have to. Yeah, you're going to get a better experience riding Spider-Man if you pay for the enhanced stuff. You're going to get a better experience if you're not waiting in line for X amount of time to, you know, ride Radiator Springs. But you don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay. And
you can still ride it. You're not excluded.
No, and I think I get more enjoyment out of planning the perfect Disney day,
right,
without shelling out a bunch of extra money.
Like,
I hit Radiator Springs at Rope Drop. I didn't have to pay $100 to not stand in line. I did it for free because I'm smart.
Right.
Like, you have to look at it that way, right?
And now we also have a little bit of a benefit. There's two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does help.
Well, so if we're standing in line for a little bit, we're, like, looking and being like, ooh, let's plan our next thing. Mm. Let's, like, figure this out. Let's, ooh, where do you want to eat? You know, that kind of stuff.
And we don't have a little Johnny saying, I want a churro.
Exactly.
Just Brandon.
Just Brandon. I want a churro. Yeah, and then an argument will happen with whether we have a churro or a Dole Whip. It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there is that. So I do understand, you know, that concern. But like you said, Stand By is not going to look like Stand By did, you know, in 2019.
No. No, it'll be quicker. I think it... I don't know for sure, but I think it's going to be a pretty good experience for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of if you pay zero extra dollars,
yeah,
get a Genie Plus, you'll be... I think you'll be happy with the Genie Plus. I think it'll be worth it. Maybe not every day. If you're a frequent visitor with a magic key, you probably don't need it.
You could probably just get by with
but
the
Genie. But if you're coming from out of country like we will be, it might be worth it to maximize those limited amount of days that you're there.
You're right. At least for, like, so let's say we go and we're going to do 5 days because that's what we were planning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing either every day or, like, at least some of the days. Maybe you don't need it every day.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how flexible they are mm-hmm. with that with multi-day tickets because
exactly.
they didn't talk about that
nope.
at all.
So I'm very curious to see this roll out and like what it looks like in practicality.
I'm not as down on it as a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I think it's a decent compromise because they want to make money.
Yep.
They want the experience to be good for everybody.
Yep.
And
that makes them more money.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm optimistic.
And I'm super curious to see how the itinerary planner actually affects crowd stuff.
Like, it's true. I kept laughing during it. And they're like, oh, it's great. You just say whether you want to do this or this. And I'm like, yes. Like, or this or this. Yes.
Yeah. You're gonna put in your preferences and you'll be like, sorry, ma'am. You actually have to make choices. You can't just select everything.
I want to do all the things.
I may be a genie, but I can't work miracles.
It's true.
You're gonna put in your preference and be like, I suggest you buy a magic key and come every day.
Ooh. I suggest that as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is exactly right. It's gonna be like, we got nothing here for you. Like,
but yeah, it's gonna be an interesting psychology experiment to see if people will follow these itinerary recommendations mm-hmm. and if it spreads the crowds out in like real time, like, oh, this place is busy, so we're going to recommend going over here for a bunch of people, and so a bunch of people will go over there. Like,
yeah.
Is it going to work? I don't know.
So right now, they've noticed the way the Disneyland app currently is, you can see current wait times. And so it's interesting because you'll see, oh, this only has a 15-minute wait time. You look again, and it's like, and 45 minutes, because everyone sees that, and they all rush there. So I'm finding it interesting. I'm going to find it interesting as well to see what that looks like with forecasted wait times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. I'm agree. Not as down on it either.
I'm cautiously optimistic. It's probably about as good as you could have hoped for.
Yep.
With their chance to do a reset here
yep.
with everything closed down. So there's some bummers with the Magic Key program. There's some bummers with this, but it's not as bad as it could have been.
Exactly. They're trying to do a balancing act.
You gotta look at the silver linings, and I think there's some there to be had as well. So
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Any final thoughts, questions, things we want to know?
I want to know the attractions list.
I can't
make a final decision until I know if, let's say, Space Mountain or Indiana Jones is a premium or a Genie Plus or what.
I 100% agree. Yeah. I'm really hoping that premium list is small.
Small. And if it's big, I guess it doesn't really matter either. I'm not going to engage in it either way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll be. So you never went to Disneyland when you did the like super long line waits. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I think it won't. I guess that's my only concern.
Yeah. I don't think it will. I don't see how this would make lines longer than mm-hmm. they were before.
Right.
I think they're going to make the line shorter than they were before because there's going to be less fast pass A attractions and B people using it.
Yeah. I hope there's not too many things on that Premier a la carte list. I hope Space Mountain's not on it. I hope very few things are on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana Jones was. Yeah.
Anyway.
I think that about wraps it up for today.
Yeah, so Genie Plus, Genie app, cool stuff. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get to use it.
Maybe. That would be nice. Okay. So before we close out today, we had some trivia last week for the first half of the 90s. You said it was the good half.
The good half. it was.
But we're just going to review the answers.
Okay.
Okay, you did all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first question I asked you, which film from the first half of the 90s was the most popular on home video? Oh, you're so smart. But no, he is Lion King. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So question number two, and you said you were most interested to hear what the actual answer for this one was. I asked you about the statues and things like that, the decor around the castle in Beauty and the Beast. And it was all like, it was a bit of an Easter egg. So actually, those are earlier versions and imaginings of what the Beast was going to look like.
Concept art,
exactly.
I guess. Exactly.
Yeah, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, when you go back and watch Beauty and the Beast, you can like check that out and see what the Beast could have looked like. They made a good choice. Some of them are not great.
Yeah. Concept art's like that.
But I actually really enjoy seeing concept art. I think it's fun.
Concept art is fascinating, and like Star Wars has some of the craziest concept art.
I bet.
Because that went through lots of iterations. And they even have like some Funko Pops made out of the concept art that you can get for Star Wars. And
that's really cool,
it
actually.
It is pretty cool, yeah.
Ah, oh, man. Well, we have a space for a few more Funko Pops. Okay. Another question I asked was, there was someone else was considered for the role of Jafar, and he said it was the biggest regret that he didn't take it because of scheduling conflicts. He said it was the biggest regret of his career. You know, you weren't that far off with the whole, like, Star Trek you were thinking, actually.
Yeah, Star Trek and Captain of the Enterprise. Yeah, it's just the wrong
yeah,
one.
Because it was Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, that's cool. I could kind of see it, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to imagine Jafar as not Jafar,
yeah.
I guess, right? But yeah, I can. It wouldn't be weird. Okay, and then the last one was kind of a two-parter. We talked about Robin Williams. Hey, this is cool. We were talking about the genie before.
Mm-hmm.
How he ad-libbed so many of his lines. And I asked how many hours of like audio recording they had of him just like going off. You were right. 16 hours. That's a lot of hours to go through.
That's a lot of hours, yeah.
And then as part of that, it was... I asked you, because he ad-libbed so much, they were rejected for a particular Oscar nomination, and what was that? And you were absolutely right, adapted screenplay.
Yeah, if you're not going off the script, I guess you don't have a screenplay.
Like, that's how much he went off.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not going to do trivia this time because it was a news episode.
Yeah, and we just got back from vacation, so.
Yeah, exactly. So next week we are going to go back to... Theoretically, unless Disney drops some other big news.
You never know.
Our plans.
They're going hot and heavy these
days.
Oh
my goodness, yeah. So I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for our custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You know, it'd be really cool right now if we could like read a review that someone wrote for us. We can't do that though.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any new reviews. So you should write us a review.
Reviews are cool.
A nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll read it. So especially on Apple Podcasts, which is where you can find DisneyA episodes as well. Amazon Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, all of them. Whatever your podcast streaming platform of choice is, we're on there. You can also listen to our newest episodes as well as find our adventures on our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
And there's going to be a lot of adventures coming.
Oh, so we have our new episode. Of course, we drop every Monday and the video goes up on Monday as well. And then on Friday, we release our adventure. We have a lot of footage from our recent adventures. It's going to take us to, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not quite that far, but it's going to take us a long ways.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of stuff to see, and it's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, so you definitely want to subscribe to that. So please do review our podcast, check out our YouTube channel, and we'd love if you recommended us as well. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radios, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on your favorite radio station apps. You can also listen to sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio, which we are happy to bring to you. So next week, we're going to chat back to school.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
You're going to be back to school by then.
So I'm back to school now. The kids show up this coming week. So it's back.
Super happy fun time. Don't glare at me. Not my fault.
So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
To that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Johnny is screaming for a churro or whatever.
I want a churro!
By Johnny, I mean Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.